You're listening to the Volunteer Audio Blog. My name is Lauren Frost, and let me start by wishing you a very happy Valentine's Day. I'm not a big Valentine's Day person, but the holiday did inspire this week's blog. I asked my fellow volunteers to each bring in one object that they love. You know, I was just listening back to the interviews, and I noticed that even though the focus was on objects, a theme running through all the answers is the immense generosity of the people we've met here in Western AK. But you can hear it for yourself. Let us be your Valentines and enjoy this audio blog all about love.
Davis News Team, and my object is a wonderful small mason jar of canned salmon.
My name is Tyler. I'm part of the news team. My object is the sketchbook I brought with me up to Alaska.
My name is Karen, and I brought in a cuss book that I got from one of our very loyal listeners.
Well, so this particular jar is from the wonderful Rosa and Sam Schmidt, the children and offspring of Rick Schmidt, our general manager, and Lynette Schmidt, our business manager. And they are so generous in their food and their subsistence activities that they have given away various things to volunteers in the past, including canned salmon in little jars and jellies and things of that nature. And so I got some canned salmon from them. And this one is a very special one that they brined in a different apple wood smoked kind of substance, I guess you could say. After you fillet the salmon, you still want to smoke it. And they have a smoker at their place, which is great, works really, really well. And then after you smoke it, I was in there for all of the process, but as I understand it, you cut it up into smaller portions, into chunks, if you will, of salmon. And then you essentially put it in a small mason jar with some of the brine and the mixture, the juices that it absorbs more flavor while it's in the jar. And then you use heat in a boiling pot.
Like a pressure cooker.
A pressure
right?
cooker. Thank you. Yes. Use heat from the pressure cooker to then seal the jar and seal the delicious canned salmon inside the jar.
Usually when I visit somewhere, I take a picture and then I usually try to draw like one of those locations. So I've got like Pilgrim Hot Springs I've drawn. I've drawn the end of the Cougar Rock Road. Well, I guess it's looking towards the mountains, so it's not the end, but it's a picture taken from the end.
And a cusbuck is a traditional garb. It's our program director just likened it to a long hoodie, but it's made out of thin fabric, but it's still pretty warm and it has long sleeves and it has a little bit of a hood that like really grips like tightly, but not too tightly around your face. And it goes down to about your waist. And then there's like a kind of ruff at the end. And so it then kind of reaches like mid thigh area, and they come in like really colorful colors. And mine is green and it has reindeer on it and holly berries, and it has green, red, and white trim. So it's actually quite festive for Christmas. But I do still wear it occasionally to the office and out about town. I got it, and also Lauren and all the ladies of the office so far have gotten one from this listener, which is very, very kind of her.
I love this object because it represents a lot of things. I mean, you know, it's food, it's nourishment, and I enjoy food, of course, but I think I love this jar of canned salmon because it represents the generosity of people in this region and represents the abundance of resources that nature provides for people up here and even me as a visitor to this region.
I love this sketchbook because sketching is a way that I kind of use to like wind down. And in the winter, when a lot of outdoor activities are not accessible, or it is really cold and the wind chill is absolutely brutal. It's a really nice source of sanity to have an indoor hobby that, when you do it a lot, shows a clear sign of improvement.
I just really love wearing it. It makes me feel really safe and warm and feel like it's a fabric hug of sorts. And it's just really special to me. So it's one of the things that I love that is recent to me being here in Alaska.
I think the art in Nome is extremely accessible. If someone wants to know how to take a good picture of the Northern Lights, all you have to do is like ask on a Facebook page and someone's like, yeah, here are my camera settings, you know, blip, de blip, de blip, de blip.
It's a kind of a welcome gesture that I really appreciate and love.
I really, really just like it.